Welcome back to the Finnsiders. As the preseason rolls towards its conclusion on Thursday night, we've still got a lot to talk about. And one of the best stories of this preseason has been wide receiver Brian Timms. 3 catches, 27 yards the other night against Tampa Bay. His story has been told a few times, so you've probably heard it. The short version is, correct me if I'm wrong at any point here, grew up in foster care here in South Florida, attended Dillard High School, where you didn't start playing football until you were a senior, got yourself to Tallahassee Community College, and then eventually Florida A&M, where you walked onto the football team, practice squad with the Miami Dolphins last year, and now here you are having a really nice preseason. How much are you enjoying all of this right now?
I mean, I'm loving every chance I get, man. Even just being out there, you know what I'm saying? It's dream come true, you know, every kid's dream, whoever wanted to play football. You know,
when you got the call to join the practice squad for the Dolphins last year, did that feel like a major step and a major accomplishment?
Man, I ran out of the house. I was screaming and yelling. I was happy, man, because it's just another opportunity. Because I just felt, you know, at that time, I just didn't get enough. I didn't get enough time to show, you know, the league what I could do. And just for, you know, Jeff Ireland and everybody else to trust me to come in here, you know, it meant a lot. So I was happy.
How did you treat that experience last year when you were on the practice squad?
I mean, I was like an open book, man. Anything anybody did who's on that 53, on anything, special teams to the fifth guy, a wide receiver, I watched everything. Because, you know, I haven't played football a lot. You know, I've got about 4 years under my belt. So everything from routes to blocking technique, you know, listening to everything. If the coach is talking to somebody else, I wrote it down, you know, if I played that position, just in case. Because, you know, in this game, it's physical. You never know what may happen. So I was – want to be ready and prepared.
Sounds like it's about as good a learning experience as you can have.
Yeah, it really was. And I took it in, and I feel, you know, it's coming to light now.
What have you been working on this offseason, this preseason, as we talk about football? What was kind of the goal when you came and said, I got to get better at this and this to kind of take the next step?
I mean, honestly, my favorite receivers, you know, Randy Moss, and when I was over there in San Fran, he was like, you know, if you could take top off, you could go anywhere. So I was really trying to work on my speed, my endurance, my quickness, my hands, routes, definition, and then, of course, you know, special teams. I'd work on my physicality. I was in the weight room a lot, but I did a lot of boxing in the off season. Box about 3 times a week because I know if I can get boxing lungs, I can do anything, you know. So that was the goal, and I think it's actually helped me in the preseason because I'm really not tired a lot, you know. And then the way we work and practice and stuff, I try to work every play like I'm in the game, go full speed. So when I'm getting a game, I'm never tired.
So the things you wanted to work on, you kind of feel like you put a little check mark next to them so far?
Yeah.
That's a critical part, obviously, of kind of taking the next step forward here. You got some good guys to learn from in that room as well.
Oh, yeah.
All the receivers we talked to, you know, say Hartline is a really good leader as far as, you know, helping to break things down. Who in there has been helping you out?
I mean, it's collectively everybody because, you know, everybody does, you know, things different, better than this person. So, I mean, when we're in there, we talk to each other. Because, you know what I'm saying, even though we're all competing for a job, at the same time, we all like to see each other do well because we're close. You know, camp brings you close to each other. We learn each other. So, I mean, it's everybody, really. So, I mean, if the ones are up and we're all watching film, you know, the twos will be behind. We'll be like, hey, man, you probably could have did this, you know, da-da-da-da. You know, just shoot each other tidbits here and there. And everybody, you know, hears everybody. There's no negativity in our room.
Talking to wide receiver Brian Timms. I always wonder this with the wide receivers this time of year. Is it tough kind of having to catch passes from different quarterbacks at different times, whether it's practice or games, or do you kind of look at that as an opportunity to sort of get another chance to work with somebody else?
I mean, honestly, sometimes, you know, how fast we go, you don't really realize what quarterback's in there. So, I mean, it's not, I don't have a preference of a quarterback. I just, you know, just enjoy the game, man. Whoever's in, I trust them that they know what they're doing, and they trust me that I know what I'm doing, so we work together.
Makes a lot of sense. What's your mentality, you know, right now this time of year? You went through this process last year. You know what can happen and what does happen to a bunch of guys right around this time. What's your mental approach right now?
I mean, last year I was a real hard head, you know, coming out of FAMU. I thought I knew everything. So I just try to be open, you know, open to criticism, open to everything, and just work hard. Whether it's a block, if I got to go across the field, I'll sprint across the field and sprint back to the line and get the next call. So, I mean, it was just hard work and learning to keep my mouth shut, you know what I'm saying, and playing the next play, not getting into fights and altercations with people.
You played at Sun Life Stadium the other night.
Yeah.
How special of an experience was that?
Man, it was big because usually I'm watching. So it was big. I enjoyed every moment of it.
I know your foster parents were out there. I know Kimbo Camper talked to them on television. They looked like they were having the time of their lives. Just very proud of you.
Yeah, they're real happy. You know, even when I was playing in college, they were happy. They're just, you know, happy to see me do something other than where the road I was going down. So, I mean, it was a great experience for them. And, of course, for me to see them smiling up there like that meant a lot.
Very special night. And, obviously, to be able to do it down here for them, for all your friends you grew up with, that just makes it even more awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Of course. I get back to my phone. All my friends hit me up. You know, they're telling me I could have did this better, or that was a good catch, or you could have missed this block, you know. But
any blocking advice from your friends?
Yeah, I got actually have a couple homies that, you know, are really hard on me that I used to hang out with before I left down here, and they're really hard on me. They're like, man, you missed this block, you could have hit him, man, hit him harder, be more physical. So I mean, I take all that in, because, you know, if they see it, then I know coaches see it too, so it'll help me out.
That's a good mentality to have. Usually, I figure, you know, friends of a wide receiver, they just want to talk about the catches or whether you were open or not. I like that. Well-rounded friends talking about the blocking game too.
Yeah, it's a real hustle. I mean, that's what they always tell me before a game, after game. Just as long as you hustle, you know, hustle is going to beat talent any day, because everybody, fatigue is is a demon to everybody. So as long as you can out-hustle that person, you know what I'm saying, you'll end up winning. So that's what they tell me all the time.
Makes a lot of sense. Brian Timms, 3 catches, 27 yards at Sun Life the other night against the Buccaneers. A fantastic story that you've told, I know, a million times to all the different TV and newspaper reporters. I'll just give you credit, though. I mean, it never seems like you're tired of telling the story. You understand that it's compelling, and you understand that it can be inspirational to some people out there. And, I give you kudos on that you don't appear to be tired of telling the story as many times as you have.
Nah, I mean, of course not, because I've talked to, like, you know, group homes and foster kids on my own time, and especially because my foster parents, you know, they do the foster care thing. So I've talked to even kids that they've had, and I just know my story will open up a lot of people's minds, because, you know, a lot of kids in foster care, everybody felt like how I felt, like the world's against me. I don't need nobody. If anybody says anything about me, I want to fight. Anybody does anything against me, I want to do this and do that. Screw my family. Like, it's the wrong mentality to have, because then you'll take that into your regular work or school, and now you're negative with your teacher, you're negative with your coach at, you know, basketball practice or something like that. So I really feel like my story could open up a lot of hearts and eyes to just be more positive with your life, and that God has a plan for everybody. Because my life, I mean, I came out of a turtle shell, man. So, I mean, I know if I can make it, anybody can. You just got to put your mind to it.
Great story, and a great way to tell it. Brian Timms, the wide receiver, appreciate your time.
No problem, man.